If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
With all the craziness going on in the world and the misunderstandings that we see among people, I really love what Jamal Cole is doing. He is the founder and CEO of My Block, My Hood, My City, and he's made it a personal mission now to live in all of Chicago's 77 neighborhoods for at least 30 days. We're talking about close to a 7-year commitment to understand this entire city like no one has had an understanding of it before, I think, because it's grassroots. Anyway, Jamal, I don't know, you know, all of the stuff that happened yesterday. We had Byron Sigcho Lopez on and all the immigration stuff, and I wasn't sure if you saw any of that.
I just got back from New York yesterday, so that's my daughter's 14th birthday. She wanted to go to Times Square and you know, Central Park, so we did that. So,
you know what, Jamal? All this time we've talked, until, you know, I really started digging in deep over the past month and following everything you do on social media, I didn't know that you had kids. So you are on this mission to live in 77, all of 77 Chicago neighborhoods, and meanwhile, your kids are what, just coming to visit, or how does that work?
Yeah. So I co-parent with my ex, and we're really cool. But I pick my kids up every day at 4 o'clock from school, and you know, I keep them. And the weekends they stay with me. So they come to the community wherever I'm at, Humble Park, Pullman, Rogers Park, and I introduce them to everybody: the aldermen, the state reps, the grass top leaders, the pastors. We make some fun out of it. It's pretty cool.
Wow, that's amazing. So two kids, a boy and a girl.
Yep. I got. Three kids. I got two girls and I got one boy. So one 14-year-old, one 7-year-old, and then one boy that's 2-year-old. But the 2-year-old boy, his name is Justice, and he's been to probably 3 aldermanic meetings already. So cool, right?
What an amazing life experience. What an eye-opening experience for your kids. So tell me about Humboldt Park. I know that people welcomed you. You got welcomed into somebody's home. That's where you stayed. They cooked you great food.
Yeah. Dr. Glenda Rios, you know, she's a doctor at a hospital in Humboldt Park. And when they opened the hospital in 2004, Obama did a ribbon cutting with her. And she stayed on the second floor. I stayed on the fourth floor. You know, day one, her mom is like in her 70s. She cooked me all this Puerto Rican rice. And so once a week at least, I ate too much rice in Humboldt Park last month. But we threw a lot of cookouts on the block. Her 9-year-old daughter would knock on the door at night and say, Mr. Cole, the ice cream truck is here. And, you know, the ice cream truck represents the start of summer in Humboldt Park. So the whole block is out there. And it was really good energy in Humboldt Park. A lot of civic energy exists there, for real.
I felt by watching that on Instagram that perhaps the neighborhood you grew up in didn't have an ice cream truck.
Yeah, we had an ice cream truck, but and when I was a kid, a guy that was like 11 years, 12 years old stole the ice cream truck, and he became famous in my hood because he stole the ice cream truck. And so that's all I remember about my ice cream truck. It was pretty funny.
And then no more ice cream truck, right?
Yeah, no more ice cream. But no, we got our ice cream at Aldi, and you know, we got the sherbet ice cream, and I'm still into sherbet ice cream because I thought everybody ate sherbet, but I guess it's the Aldi thing. But anyway, my mom did the best she could with us, and that's how we ate our ice cream sandwiches and our sherbet.
So your mom raised you as a single mom in what neighborhood?
My mom's from the west side of Chicago, and she raised me in North Chicago. And so she, she had 3 kids, and, you know, she worked for an assessor's office, and she would take us, you know, to the assessor's office, and we would think that was like Washington, D.C. It was so nice and professional, but it was really important for her to teach her kids how to, you know, have a faith-based conscience. I mean, she took us to church 3 times a week. You know, my mom was a Jehovah's Witness, and so Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, and then knocking on doors on Saturday. So, you know, I got teased. They called me Booker T. Washington. I went to church so much growing up, but it all really led to me being an activist because I didn't know that being out in the community so much, knocking on doors and building relationships would play a big role in my future. But all praise to my mom for helping me learn how to speak, read, and, hand gesture and get involved.
Right. So My Block, My Hood, My City, it's Jamal Cole who's joining us. Live 77. Is that the slogan?
Yeah, Live 77, living in East Chicago community area for 30 days at a time, not predetermining anything, just letting it come to me. And I'm learning a whole lot, not trying to fix nothing, just uplift whatever's going on. And it's been great so far.
And what is your home base? What is your block?
So I live in Beverly in Chicago. I'll tell you, 101st and Wood, that's where I live at. Everybody knows me out there. I have a house there. And, you know, I love Beverly, you know, but for the next 6 years, I'm on the road. And so that's kind of how it goes.
I love the inspiration that you are fueling into communities that didn't see it coming. I can see it on their faces and the pictures that you're posting on Instagram. And now you're headed to Rogers Park. What do you expect there? And who are you staying with?
Yes, I'm Airbnbs. Every month is a different Airbnb. I'm trying to get Airbnb to sponsor what I'm doing. But again, just a lot of Airbnbs. And again, I'm not really, for me to understand Rogers Park, the best way for me is to live here. You know, I went to Devon Market yesterday to shop. I bought a lot of ingredients for some soup. It looks like that's kind of like Little India. So I look forward to exploring Devon Avenue. Loyola College. I always look forward to walking on the fence. That's that Loyola sign. I'm going to be walking and doing my tightrope on that pretty soon. But I'm looking forward to getting involved. There's some churches here that have already reached out. Of course, the local aldermen. And so, yeah, I'm looking to volunteer. I'm looking to eat some food. I'm right on the block. And, you know, I wish I could tell you my address, but it's somewhere on
Linwood
or some street. So, yeah.
It's okay. I just love what you're doing. What have you learned so far about what you've seen in the neighborhoods? Is this neighborhood number 4 or 5?
This is neighborhood. Rogers Park is neighborhood 5.
Okay.
But this is, so 4 was Humboldt Park. The first neighborhood was South Shore. Second one was Pullman. The third one was Uptown. The fourth one was Humboldt Park. And now Rogers Park. What I'm learning most is that there's no magic bullet to community engagement. It's just people that care. It's people that say, hey, you know, we're not going to be a client and wait for the system to help us. We're actually going to, our neighbors, we're going to get together, figure out what the issues are, work with my neighbors to solve those issues, and we're going to be a community together, you know, and that's what it is. Hey, the girls get out at 3 o'clock. Let's look out the window, make sure they get down the street safely. There's no street camera or no camera that's keeping the block safe. There's no cops that's keeping the block safe. These are people that work with their neighbors to improve the quality of their life, and that is so inspiring to me. It's very empowering to me. That's what I've learned the most, so.
You know, having mentored a kid that lived in one of the worst neighborhoods of Chicago, I learned and became informed that it doesn't make any difference if those cameras are there. Nobody's checking them to keep people safe anyway.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like get my best side when you see it, you know?
Right.
It's like a guy walks into Subway, pulls out a gun and says, everybody get on the ground. Give me all the money. Get on the ground. And the guy behind the counter says, don't shoot. I got a kid. The guy with the mask on says, I got a kid too. Why do you think I'm out here doing this? And so I don't think a camera is going to really deter people. But what helps, though, is when people are connected, the safer they are, the healthier they are, and the happier they are. I saw that in Humboldt Park. I saw that in South Shore. I see it. It doesn't matter what community you're in. If you know your neighbors, you don't need a clipboard. You don't need to be out there like Obama. You just got to say hi, be consistent, check in, and that's how your block gets better.
Absolutely. And you're making a difference. And I'm so inspired by what you're doing. And I just love that you check in every month. Heck, don't wait 30 days. You know, you see something fun happening in Rogers Park in a week or two, call us. You've always got a spot here on the show.
Well, I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for uplifting this. Like, you guys really are the only ones right now really holding it down like that. So I really appreciate what you guys are doing. Thank you.
Thank you. It's Jamal Cole. Follow him on any social media platform. He is the founder of My Block, My Hood, My City. And of course, he's living in 77, all 77 Chicago neighborhoods, 30 days in each neighborhood. He needs support. And what the heck, Airbnb? Sponsor this guy. Give him a free place to stay.
Please. Let me know. That'd be awesome.
Have a good one, Jamal.
You too, Lisa. Thank you. Peace.